How do we feel?
From far away on this, I look stupid as fuck.
No, you look like a spy.
I know, exactly.
I like it. It's a vibe. It's a whole ass vibe.
It's a whole ass vibe.
It is one whole ass vibe. Why is this so big? Oh, get away from me. I don't want this to be that big. All right, I'm going to start the song now. We're just going to go for it. Pew.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
Oh, I'm Sydney Miller.
And we are back doing the damn thing. It's okay. So this is our, just recap, you and me. This is our fourth episode of our four.
Yes.
How do we feel?
You know, I'm not feeling bad.
No, me either. Yeah. Right? Like, it's not yeah. bad.
I mean, I did have a lot of fucking notes, so we'll see how this goes next time. But yeah. I'm feeling a lot better than I thought I was going to feel.
Right?
Yeah. And in fact, we pushed lunch back. We're yeah. not even we didn't even have lunch yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Apparently,
I'm like,
we really like to hear each other talk. I mean, I love hearing my own voice.
I feel like it's actually like, I was like, shockingly like, oh, you know what? Like, this is actually like, in my head, it made sense, but a lot of times, like in practice, it does not. But yeah. I feel like it's actually like
and
working out.
In the day, like when we would do two, a lot of times after we'd be like, "Fuck, dude, I'm so tired. Oh my god." Yeah. So I don't know. We'll try again next time, and we'll see how it goes. If it's going good, then let's ride it out, dog.
I think it's pretty good, and yeah. I must say I'm so excited that I get to just batch edit these and then like be done,
be done with your life. Yeah,
it's really convenient.
That is convenient.
I'm like, oh my god, sit down, do it all, and then boom, don't have to do it for another month. Yeah. Easy breezy. I'm here for it.
We were just talking about the protest.
There's a hotel protest. They're protesting the hotel,
and I didn't know that, so they woke me up 30 minutes earlier than I was supposed to wake up, which was, it's fine. I really wasn't upset about it, but they're really fucking loud and they're doing it on purpose to wake up everyone in the hotel to like make everyone mad. And I was like, who's protesting? And he's like, it's the people that work at the hotel. Yeah. And I was like, should we put like, don't service our room? Cause like if they're pissed off, I don't know if I really want them in my room.
Yeah.
And Tyler's like, no, they're mad at the establishment, man. Like it's fine.
Yeah. But they're also not waking up the establishment early.
Yeah.
Right. They just don't want people staying at their hotel.
Yeah. Like, so then I kind of felt bad. And Tally's like, do you want me to draw like a protester and be like, we stand with you with like a little fist up and put it in our bed? Be like, but could you still like make our bed?
Can you please do it? We're with you.
I was like, oh, I don't know.
But
in Greece, they actually wear maid outfits.
Really?
I was thrown. Yeah. They actually wear like little maid outfits.
You're like, you're going to give me a happy ending.
But yeah.
Damn. Yeah, we don't do that.
They don't do that here.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched two really good movies. First movie I watched, what was it? I had to look it up now.
Did you watch Old Dads?
No, I fucking forgot. We watched this movie instead. God, keep talking. I got to find the one.
Did you know that Sandra Bullock, speaking of movies, went out with Jesse James?
No, but I'm not surprised.
I think they were married. You're not surprised? Her vibe is so not Jesse James.
She kind of reminds me of Demi Moore, where I'm like, I could see that. Oh, okay. So I watched Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I feel like I have, but I cannot tell. I don't know.
Great fucking movie.
What was it about?
It's about like, God damn it. All right. He like moves to LA. He's like a criminal and he accidentally like he's like running from the cops and like hides out in this building and they're like, okay, here you go. And they hand him a piece of paper and he's like stumbles into an audition and he's like, but he's like already worked up and he's like reading the thing and he's like, this guy's great. And so then he moves to LA and like gets like entangled in like some sort of like crime thing, but it's really fucking good. He's great in it.
I don't know if I've seen it, but if not, I might as well give it a try since I don't remember it.
It's great. And
I'll write it down.
Yeah. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and then Burn After Reading.
Oh yeah. I've watched Burn After
great
Reading.
Great one.
Yeah.
I've seen it, but I rewatched that. It was like, it's just so good. Brad Pitt as like a comedic character in anything, I'm like, God, he's so fucking good. I mean, he's great in everything, but I love him as like just the comedic idiot. Yeah. Like, I love that character for him.
He just was it him who was on the train recently? That train
Bullet
movie?
Train, yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
I didn't see it.
Oh, that's good.
I know. I still haven't seen Oppenheimer.
I haven't either, though. That's like brand new.
You know what I watched?
I haven't seen Barbie either.
Really? Uh-uh. I'm curious to know your thoughts on Barbie. But I will say, Brian was like, do you want to go see this movie? The Killers of the Flower Moon? Have you heard of this? It's 3.5 hours.
No.
So he's like, do you want to see this movie? It's 3.5 hours long. And I was like, yeah, all right. So we go to this movie and it's like he's all cinema-y about it. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel justified. I paid $17 for a ticket and that was 3.5 hours of life.
Yeah, that's good. And now the coffee's $9, as you were saying earlier. Truthfully, a $17 movie, that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I want it to be justified.
Yeah. And that is justified.
That's how I felt. I was like, I was entertained for, the baseline was like, meh, entertain me. That's it. I wasn't like this. I never like been like, this was the worst movie. Actually, that's not true. White Men Can't Jump, the remake of it, was probably, I can tolerate a lot.
Yeah.
I shut it off. I was like, this is so bad that I'm shutting this movie off. Yeah. I cannot sit here and watch this. Like, but I'll watch whatever.
Yeah. I went to the opera in Paris, speaking of movies. And the fucking opera, first of all, the opera house is one of the coolest things you'll ever see. So sick. The whole opera was a comedy. Not one fucking person laughed. I'm laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
And they also do the subtitles in English above it, which was really cool.
That's nice.
But the whole end of the movie, it was no AC, so fucking hot. I'm sweating my dick. I'm fanning myself. Hot dying. Opera. Nobody else was dying.
You're always
and
hot, though.
It was unreasonably hot.
Unbearably
Nobody's
hot.
Laughing. I'm like, fuck you guys. I paid for this. I'm going to laugh my ass off. So I was laughing the whole time. The only things I did laugh about, please don't come at me, was mostly just like mocking women.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's always funny.
And then there was, at the end, the whole point of the play was like, you dumbass. Why would you go out with a young girl? Obviously, she's going to take advantage of you and steal all your money. And they said that same line like 5 times. And I was just like, wow, what a day. What a day. What
a
vibe.
Nobody laughed?
No, nobody was laughing. It's just they have like different, like comedies don't work here that they, they don't translate.
But it's there. It's there.
It's their funny thing. Yeah, I know.
And they're so
and there was just only certain things that were like mostly like mocking people that they thought was really funny.
Interesting.
And then everything else, I was like, that was funny. That was all of that's funny. But I guess we're just different.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was like being a Labrador over like in a fucking gangle of cats. Like they were just like, shut up. You Labrador.
Jesus. Yeah.
Only in Paris.
You made me. Your stories really made me not want to travel.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, I wasn't.
It's just like, it's different. They're different cultures and you just got to know it and be okay with it. And I spent so long there that I think was the issue too. It just wore on me for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to like giggle with people and they were like, stop doing that,
stop it, American
stop
lady,
stop laughing. Like this one guy kept looking back at me. I was like, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna laugh.
Someone, you can't look at someone like that in something like in a comedy. Like, don't look at me for laughing. I'm looking at you because you're not laughing.
Yeah, if you went to like Comedy Store here, you'd be like, bitch, you better laugh.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn, you're stupid.
I was also, we figured out like a way to like work it to where like we were like shooting wine, so that was great. At least we like try to get really drunk.
Interesting. I will say when I went to that movie, I thought about it. I was like, I brought some snacks. I brought like the sweet popcorners, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I brought like a little baggie of those, like 2 little baggies, but that was like, I'm getting movie theater popcorn.
Yeah.
And but nothing hits quite like movie theater popcorn.
Nothing hits like movie theater like, popcorn.
If I'm gonna go to the movies, I seldom do I go to the movies, but when I do, I'm getting, and I want the full experience of the movies because I don't go to the movies that much, but it's like, this is a treat.
That's an absolute treat. And when you go to the movies, you have to treat yourself
like your
to movie theater popcorn.
Movie things, yeah.
Yeah.
And this fucking, the line for the goddamn, they've got, what a system. They had so many, the line was absurdly long. And then there was like, when I bought the tickets online, it was like, do you want to get a fast, like, do you want to order your popcorn ahead of time? And I was like, why would I do that?
Huh.
Well, I got there. The line for the pickup order was just as long. I was like, this is some bullshit.
So you ordered it ahead of time?
No, I didn't. I waited in the line. It was just as long.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
But I would have been pissed.
I would have been pissed too. Yeah. I would have been like, wait, you're not delivering this shit? Or like, I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
It should just be like, you go pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. They keep trying to like reinvent the wheel or like do things. And it's like, it's not working. Just stop chill. Doing that.
Yeah.
Just everybody waits in line.
I did figure out the best. You're going to think this is so disgusting, but God. Anybody else that's listening to this, you're so fucking welcome. This is the best.
Something with cheese.
Chex Mix. It does have cheese in it. This is the best snack mix I've ever had in my life. And that Tyler also had some and was like, motherfucker, you came up with something. I was like, I know.
You're
on
to something.
So have you had those fried jalapenos?
No.
Okay, so you can get them at Costco in like a jug, huge bag, and they're just pieces of jalapenos that are like lightly fried.
Okay.
They're really good.
Of course.
So you do those. You do cheese crisps, which you can get in this. Basically, all this is salad toppers. So
croutons.
You get croutons, but the Italian kinds. And then you get cheese crisps, which are just Parmesan cheese that are like circles. And they have everything bun crouton, or like a cheese crisp. So fried jalapenos,
my God.
The croutons that are Italian, and then everything bagel cheese crisp.
You're literally.
It'll fuck you up.
Salad topper.
It's so
good. Salad topper trail
mix.
My
God. We had to refill the
that is so,
the bowl a
couple
times.
That's actually fucking hilarious.
It's fantastic.
Well, sometimes I actually do like. Because my mom has nothing when I go to Florida. Yeah. She's got nothing to eat, like no snacks. So I like go and I'm like, what does she have? Like what ingredients? And I'll just take like croutons. She gets, I'm like, croutons these are pretty fucking good. Like the seasoned croutons. I'm like, that's not bad.
They're good to just snack on. Just a couple.
I never thought about getting like just salad. I'm shocked she didn't put any like onion strings in there.
Oh, I didn't have any. This is what I had.
Salad
onion
topper.
Strings would have been a great ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something you guys, that anything that goes on a salad.
Yeah. Do you know that Tyler will?
Uh-oh, tell me.
He will go on Reddit and he will rate a restaurant in the area that is the best restaurant just so that people will yell at him and tell him what the actual best restaurant in the area is. And I'm like, you didn't even like try. Really? Like you did that to do that? And he's like, yeah, I just didn't want to like figure out what the best restaurant is. So I was waiting for someone to just yell at me.
The best thing I've ever heard in my life. That's actually such a genuine, like that is a good tactic.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to say like, oh, this is like, people will outwardly be like, yeah. Like this is the best place to go to. It's just the most known.
Yeah.
But if you're on Reddit and you like, no. I'm from here and I know.
Yeah.
I know this place is a staple. It gets overwashed by all these trendy places. This is the best.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed off. I'm gonna yell it at you. That is actually a phenomenal tactic.
And apparently he uses another name. Like he has like another account.
This man's commitment to dining is unparalleled. Like I've never heard anything.
He loves
like,
a loophole. He loves
restaurants and like the restaurant culture. Yeah. And like he really seeks out.
Yeah.
He told me he had a spreadsheet for like different cities of like.
He does. Of which type of meal also. Like if it's like I just want like hors d'oeuvres and like drinks. And it needs to be this amount of fancy or this amount of chill. And he has them for every region in the city. And then whenever he'd be like, oh, do you guys want to get, you know, something to eat? And then have like a full spreadsheet of like, genius. Where are we going? Culver City. Great. This type of vibe.
Brilliant. I love it.
Yeah.
I need that. I need more of that in my life.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool.
We've been exploring the vegan space in the restaurants. And actually there's some solid places. We went to this place called Planted in like Brentwood.
Yeah.
She was pretty good. They called some shit sushi that was not sushi. And I was like, I have a big problem with this.
Yeah.
If I was on Chopped, like, and a judge, you'd be fucking Chopped because this is misleading.
Yeah.
But it was really good. And I was like, all right.
Did you try the new, I don't know where it is, but it's called the Plant Butcher. And all the Instagram girls that started the vegan taco place up here.
No.
They just opened a new location. It's called Plant Butcher. And I actually really like that name, kind of. I thought it was a flower shop. That's why I opened it up to check it out. But it's actually a vegan place. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of a sick name.
The Plant Butcher.
The Plant Butcher.
I'll check. Let me write this down.
Or maybe it's like Plant Butcher. I think it's The Plant Butcher. Because if it was just Plant Butcher, that'd be weird.
The Plant Butcher.
Also, Pablitos. our favorite place.
Yes.
Well, my favorite place.
Of course.
Yours too.
Yeah.
Has Taco Tuesday. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Yeah, they do. And I saw it. Apparently, now they're getting all TikTok trendy.
Of course they are.
And they're getting all cool. It's like getting more expensive and shit like that. Yeah. Well, so I'm bummed on the it getting cool, kind of.
You already have to wait when there's no line.
I know. Even if you order ahead of time, it doesn't matter.
They don't care.
Hopefully they just like get their staff better.
Yeah.
And this will make them better.
I hope so, for the love of God.
But there's been a lot of like videos I've seen about specifically Pablito's.
Wow.
So by the way, amazing. Get their crack sauce.
Yeah. They sell it by the
gallon. Their carne asada fries are double fried.
They're really good. Fantastic. Yeah. You can get a bottle of the sauce too, just in case you're wondering.
We used to buy bottles of the sauce.
God.
Yeah. Real good.
Oh, speaking of, I've been doing my baking. We didn't even touch on this. I baked an army of gingerbread men, so many, and I frosted them. And I got to tell you, I was like,
did you make them all with the same face?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I did.
I think that's a better plan.
Yeah. I also was like really stressed when I made the first couple batches. I was like, I need a bake to just unwind. Yeah. But I was stressed baking and I was talking to someone, which you should never do when you're making large quantities of baked goods. And I fucked up my biscotti recipe, which has never happened. And I such a rookie move, baking instead of baking soda.
Mm.
And they turned out.
Good.
Which is shocking because no other cookie you can do that with.
Yeah.
It's going to fuck it up. But it actually turned out. And then I was like, thank God I did it with the biscottis. But then I fucking was making sugar cookie dough and butter cookie dough and I mixed them up and half my fucking sugar cookies didn't come out. And I was pissed off. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
They're all sugar breaking and shit.
So good.
I know they're so good. Especially so the ones I make are so fucking good. And I was like, God fucking shit. So I made another batch of the sugar cookies, but we'll see. I'm about to be done. I made the frosting. Now I just got to frost these bitches and then I'll be fully done with all my cookies, which
is huge. So who are you taking all these to this year?
Well, I'm thinking about giving them to like everybody that it like comes and is in my sketches all year round, which is
that
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, I really want to do that. And then my crew, of course, and then like agents, but I'll give them the fucking mailman, the pool guy. Like,
so how many extras are you making around here? Like for the mailman and the pool guy.
Those aren't extras. Those are accounted for.
Oh. How many
boxes
are you making? Yeah.
40. And I got.
How many cookies per cookie do they get?
So here's the issue is that my Linzers, I didn't make enough.
What
and I
Linzers?
Lost my, the little tarts with the jam.
Oh,
in
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
I made those. So many, but like, I don't know what happened. I must have made the dough too thick.
Mm.
So I made, everyone's getting like one giant one, which is fine.
Yeah,
but
great.
Then I got like, we'll see how many turn out. I don't know. But I mean, I got 8 different kinds of cookies.
One cookie each?
No, more than that.
2 cookies each.
I was hoping like 3 or 4 cookies, but we'll see. It's going to be variety.
Yeah.
But either way, it's quite a bit of cookies.
That's quite a bit of cookies.
The freezer is jam-packed. I got a Costco size thing of flour, like the ones where you're like, oh, those are for restaurants.
Yeah,
use the whole thing. The whole thing. That's crazy. That's so
that
much flour.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm glad. I actually was nervous. I was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do with all of this? Like,
yeah,
this
if
is,
this doesn't work,
yeah, this is a lot of flour.
Good thing you have a garage.
Yeah, I was like, thank the fucking Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, so the strike is over, which means I don't have an excuse as to why I'm not on a TV show anymore, which is a bummer. Because I was really using that. I was like, people are like, what's the, what are you up to? I'm like, the strike.
you know what I mean?
We're all standing in solidarity. Like, my career has been like literally standing in solidarity. That's been since I moved to LA. I've been standing in solidarity, just waiting. But it was crazy because I was getting emails from SAG that were like, I felt really bad for people that were like,
yeah,
actually on TV all the time. Because it was like, here's like what you can do. And it was like, here are resources. It was like LA Food Bank, like the projects of fucking, I was like,
housing projects.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I was like, these are the resources that you're
doing. It's funny because I drove through and I was thinking, like, damn, that's a lot of houses for rent.
Yeah.
I was driving down this one road and I was
so
like, I bet
people.
You because so many people had to fucking leave.
Yeah.
That was such a long strike.
It
That's
was
bananas.
Yeah, I know. I felt so bad for all the crew and stuff that are like, can't like, I don't know. So I don't know exactly what happened. It was like, I'm mostly like, hey, can we get some like residuals for streaming shows? Because like, normally you, if you're on a show that's on a network, you just get residuals and you're like fucking tight. But like everything's on Netflix now. So if you're on a show, they'll just like give you a rate and then that's it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's pretty shit.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Well, that's what their whole fight was, right?
There was a bunch of other stuff, but I'm like, I don't know if we got it or I'm like very confused. So
yeah. I don't think they've come out with the thing that said whether you got it or I don't know.
I don't know. They're
but then again, I'm not really like on topic elusive. With that.
It's been a big, yeah. big thing in this house. It's like, oh, the strike, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
You know what I was thinking about when I was at the airport on the snack column still is that they should have giant bags of chips, family size bags of chips at
the airport,
the duty free.
Okay, I have a question.
But then I was thinking about it, and I was like, actually, that'd be really, really crunchy and really annoying to bring on an airplane. And Pringles are the number one flight chip to bring absolutely anywhere.
Really?
And they're so good, yeah. And they have paprika flavored, like, everywhere. And ketchup
really?
Flavored. Paprika is the best flavor. Get paprika if you're, like, traveling around. Yeah, they're fucking good.
Huh. I will say, okay, duty-free,
yeah.
Is that in every airport? And what is duty?
I think
you know what I mean? Like, what is it?
It has something to do with taxes.
Yeah, but like, I want to look this up.
I just don't like that if I buy something too big, like alcohol, I have to like give it to somebody else. And then they like give it to the plane. And then the plane like gives it to me afterwards. And I'm just like, I don't like that. And then they call you up to the front.
No sales tax.
Yeah.
International airports. So there's no sales tax. So... Does that make it cheaper?
Yeah.
I guess.
Because there's no sales tax.
So could you just like hypothetically go to the airport and not buy a flight? I guess you have to go through security. So you have to buy a flight.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're still buying a flight. you're really like, is it that much better? I don't know.
I also think like if they sold headphones that were kind of like dog leashes, you know, that... Like, if you're on a plane with somebody and then, like, it could hook
can't
into
wait
one.
To see where this is going.
And then it could go, like, two for you and two for me. And we could, like, listen to it at the same.
Oh, they had those, like, headphone splitters?
Yeah.
They don't sell those at the airport anymore?
I don't know.
No,
just.
Everything's
well, you
Bluetooth.
Mean with two headphones per person?
Oh, no. They sell it, like, a little splitter. So you could plug it in.
Two of them to one splitter.
One splitter.
Yeah.
And then it's
two
splits.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. See, that's exactly what I was talking about. I like that.
They make them, but they should sell them at airport.
I didn't know.
I did know that you could put two AirPods onto one thing and watch something together, which I was like, oh, that's neat.
That
I like that. I like that that's an option.
Yeah. I have finally come around to the fact that I might need AirPods.
Yeah.
Because I was just really like anti AirPods.
Yeah.
And then I finally was like, you know, going to the gym is annoying.
Well, I don't.
It's just hard because I can't put my phone down. And do stuff. I have to have a pocket.
Oh, that's true.
And so now that's actually been an issue for me. Yeah, I have refused
you
to get
really,
any AirPods.
You loved living in the past.
Yeah, I do.
With things like that.
Yeah, like, I'm like an old man.
Well, I mean, it's less... I don't have AirPods. I have like headphones that are different that I'm like, I appreciate these. They also have like a wire that attaches the headphones.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't understand what... Like AirPods for me, we've been over this. I have like the world's smallest ear canals. Like they barely fit in my ears as it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like be running around, moving, sweating. Like, and then what I got a fucking AirPod flies across. What a
nightmare.
Well,
that's why everybody has the big headphones now. Like these.
I don't like
which
those
is weird
either.
Because like,
sweaty.
A minute. Well, I used to always wear mine and everyone was like, don't wear those. This is so stupid. And now they came back into fashion.
Yeah.
And now I don't have any.
They're but so sweaty though.
They are sweaty. But I think they do sound better.
I don't know. But I have my little, like, they're great. And then if I want to take them off, they stay around my neck. Easy breezy.
So they basically have a, they connect.
Yeah, they connect.
See, and that's I need those.
Yeah, they're
because
great.
Because I don't want to lose one ear pod.
Right.
That's why I never got them. Because I was like, I need this to be attached.
Right.
So that I don't lose it. This just is not made for my life.
Yeah, your lifestyle. Yeah. AirPods, I like them because I'll put them on when I'm like editing stuff. And they have noise cancellation, which is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So like... They're like, I'll put them on when I'm blow drying my hair. I listen to it so I can still hear my podcast and I don't hear the blow dryer.
Yeah.
That's like, that would be my number one reason. That's when I wear them the most.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Huh.
But also like, they're great for the phone. I mean, they're fine. Ryan is on some bullshit. I don't know what happened to his phone, but And he said he brought it in and the Apple Store was like, we've never seen anything like this. I think his phone got wet on the inside in Puerto Rico. And he put his, like, he plugged his phone in, broke the charger.
Oh, yeah, that means it's wet on the inside.
He literally has
been. I had that happen in Hawaii.
He's killed every charger in this house. And, like, he keeps being like, can I try this charger? I'm like, oh, no, that's, I'm like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, now nobody has a
rice.
Charger.
Yeah. Put it in rice.
Nobody, and, like, he's like, they can't fix it. Nothing's so, and then his AirPods, same fucking thing. I'm like, what's going on with your shit? Like, it's.
The fact that, like, it's been so long and it's still fucked up?
Still fucked up.
And it's charging at some point.
It's only charging because we have the magnetic docks. Yeah. But when he plugs it into something, it fucking...
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It keeps murking all the chargers.
Murking?
I'm like, you need to get it together because this is not cool.
Yeah, this isn't going to work for me.
Yeah, now all my shit's ruined.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. Figure it out. Yeah.
You know what? Bullshit. I still haven't gotten a long charger for my bed, which is just dumb. You know? It's the little things that I need in life. It's light dimmer.
Shit that's like...
A long charger.
A couple bucks. Like, it's not... I don't know.
I'm just struggling. Just struggling through life anyways.
I've been trying not to... To spend money on Amazon. But now that I'm going to Africa, I'm like, well, I really need to get things that I don't have. My mom was like, do you need a hat? A sun hat? And I was like, do I need a sun hat? Maybe.
You can get a visor sun hat that rolls up.
I don't want a visor sun. I want like a cool hat.
Oh, yeah.
I got
to
start.
No, you have to get one of the safari hats. Duh.
Obviously.
But you're going to have to wear it there.
Oh, like a big one?
No, like a Steve. Like you're going on a safari hat.
Oh, yeah.
Hat.
Well, yeah, but I don't have to wear it there. They fold up. They roll up. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking
hard
about like
ones.
A hard hat. Yeah.
Fuck. I know. Yeah. That would be sick.
That'd be sick.
I definitely can't bring that. And then that's my issue. I'm like, I want to look the part and I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Like, I need like
I feel like you're just going to look like the Terminator or like that girl. Who were you for Halloween?
Oh, Lana from Archer.
Oh, not what
no.
I meant.
Laura Croft. You know,
yeah, Laura Croft the whole time, which I think would be sick. And then all you need is the hat and then it'd make it,
it makes sense.
It'd make it, yeah. All the outfits would be that.
I'm really going to have to go through all my clothes and plan my outfits.
Just buy it while you're there.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, that's like, what I would do. I didn't buy a hat. I waited until I got there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to fucking bring them.
I know.
Fuck that.
Fuck it. I know. And then I was like, I can't bring anything back with me. This is stupid.
Yeah, the bringing anything back is that's going to be something. Because you're going to Africa, for God's sake. Don't you want to bring shit back?
The problem is I'm going to have to like, I can't do that thing where I'm like, I'm not going to try the things on. I'm going to plan the outfits accordingly. Yeah. I have to try everything on. Yeah. It has to be very
put it all together.
Strategic and like day by day
is
what you're doing. But they have washer and dryer there. So I'm like, okay, good. We'll do that.
That is good.
But I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with my skincare or my makeup. That's at least 10 pounds.
That's
right
really
there.
Heavy.
I know.
Yeah. With ours, we had to like every airport had a different amount of weight. We went through so many airports and they had different amounts of weights for each bag. And so we had to like keep shuffling it around and we brought a bag carrier with us, like a bag weigher to weigh each bag before we got there. And then we put air tags inside of our bags so that if they did get lost on one of the 10,000 flights, that we would at least know where it was lost. And we packed in our carry-on the things that we were going to use at that location.
Ooh.
And then we kept everything else in the big bag. So if the big bag got lost, we were fine. We had the carry-on.
That's good.
And our makeup and like bathroom bag shit. I was really strategic.
Yeah.
And it went really well until the very end of the trip and I had really no clothes. I was really pushing it and I was just like so done packing and unpacking. But
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how you go.
It's going to be fun.
But are you moving hotels often?
No, we only have two hotels.
Nice.
So
that's good.
Be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just really got to fuck.
And the hotel that you're staying at is bougie, so I bet you they'll have clothes and shit there. But you might have to throw away to bring it back. Why is it because you're getting on a puddle jumper?
I have no idea. But I don't know.
Like the airplane can't hold that much weight because that just doesn't make no damn sense.
Don't make no damn sense. Yeah. I know. I've been trying to get some logic out of this so I get for my own peace of mind. And
yeah, just
none.
So you know why.
Yeah, I need a reason. Give me a reason.
Or are you guys just saying this just to be like, girls, don't bring too much shit?
I hope not.
Because you're only going to 2 hotels. Truthfully, you could bring as much shit as you want. You don't got to travel very much at all.
I think it might be the little plane.
I think it's probably you're puddle jumping.
Yeah. Oh, also, there's like, they said don't check a bag because our layover is really short on the way back. And they're like,
you might not.
Yeah, you might not get it.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
That I could see that.
But still, I don't know. I'm going to put in here. I'm going to figure out. You got to ask Tyler for me about fucking points.
Oh, man. Tyler's so good on points. My grandma even tried to gift us points. And we were like, we actually have enough points.
I don't know how that's even possible. How do you guys still have points?
I don't know.
You're always spending points.
I do not know. Tyler, he will not he does every single thing on credit cards and he makes sure each thing is this credit card's really good for this type of shit. And then he is every loyalty member ever for every hotel. And so they're like, oh, you're freaking silver level, this and that. Yeah.
He's just a businessman.
He's really he loves a lounge. Researches the lounges though. He's like, there's 3 lounges here. Let's see which one's the best.
Ooh, I should do that too. Okay. I should give him my itinerary just for fun. I feel like he would like to do this.
He might.
If you have any spare time and you want a fun thing, will you break down my trip and tell me what the fuck to do?
Yeah.
I want to be as luxurious as possible on this trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be a good lounge at Istanbul or something, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think so.
And he will find every single restaurant, like we said, and he'll put it into levels even when we're traveling. He's like, okay, so these are all the cafes nearby if we want cafe stuff. Here's all the nice dining restaurants. The only issue with him doing all this shit is that he wants me to sit down and look at every single place he liked.
Yeah.
And it's looking at somebody's saved file on Instagram. Yeah. And it's it's fine. I don't care about looking at every single one of these. When we get there, can we not just go, oh, I'd like a cafe. Where should we go?
Right.
But instead, it's we planned out every single meal.
Yeah, I know.
Every single thing.
How did that go?
It went fucking great.
Yeah.
It went great. But at the very end, he started to be like, you do something. And I was like, cool, we're going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah, exactly. You guys did a lot.
We did so much. Damn. But we also have the same amount of FOMO. Mm. We can't we're but we're on vacation, so we have to. Or but we're here, so we have to. So we pushed ourselves really hard. He even got sick. And we wouldn't allow ourselves to go lay in bed.
No. You're in Paris.
At one point I was like, can we please just this one meal, can we just lay down? I'm so tired.
I'm dying. Please, it hurts.
And he finally did it. And then one time I told him I had to edit photos and he was fine, we can go sit lay down. And I was like, thank you. You're sir. Deathly sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're dying.
Yeah. So I got two couple hours where we got to lay down.
Jesus fuck, man.
Yeah. We to be active.
You really do. Active. I know. I was like, she was like, we have everything done. I'm like, that sounds like a lot.
You're it
like,
was.
Oh, it's a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do it all.
We also went to this Michelin star place. Oh my God. It was 4 hours long.
That's
this dinner.
What I'm saying.
And it was not a fun 4 hours.
Really?
It was the most stark room with two other tables that were just not a vibe.
Really?
And me and Tyler, I was like, I'm paying so much fucking money to be here. Yeah. I am going to have a good time. And so I was fucking around and we almost got the guy fired that was working with our table because he was joking around with us because we tell him every meal what we thought and just totally not what you're supposed to do in these fine dining areas. And we were just fucking around, dog. And he accidentally knocked over a glass of water on this other table.
Oh,
and the
no.
table was pissed.
Yeah, I bet they were.
And then he was looking back at us and walked into another server.
Oh God.
The whole restaurant went
up in arms.
Quiet. I was holy shit. We're gonna get this dude fired. And then they started sending new people over to our table. He got you're not allowed to hang out with them.
Oh my God. Well,
they are too much for you.
Jesus.
Be professional. And I was like, oh. And then the main guy that was working there, he actually talked shit about this dog outside.
What?
I went outside at the very end because this was taking so long. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go outside for a second. And there was this little dog that was barking.
Oh.
And he came outside and he looked at the dog and was like, ugh, it's just some dogs, right? Tell him to fucking shut the fuck up or something. And I was like,
that's a dog.
Excuse me. I like this dog way more than you. Yeah. You should shut the fuck up, sir. Jeez. This wasn't the thing to say to me.
So rude.
I don't know. Also, there's no dogs in Greece.
Really?
We found not one. We couldn't find one dog in Greece.
Really?
Also, few birds, but so many cats. And then in Italy, there was finally dogs again.
Okay, thank God.
And France, yeah. Dogs.
Weird.
But not a single dog did we like see in Greece or Santorini.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Oh, this is completely unrelated, but you reminded me with your restaurant. Okay, so I have a new hobby and I've actually thought about this that I really want to pursue it, but it's like going to take a lot of time.
Okay.
I want to learn how to do hibachi.
What's hibachi?
With the fuck, like Benihana.
Yeah.
You know how they're like, like they spin the thing. I really want to learn how to do that.
You know, I think that's cool. You should do it.
Wouldn't that be such a fun thing to know how to do? Like a little party trick?
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, you want eggs? Fucking volcano.
Yeah.
Like onion volcano. Like here's a shrimp.
Yeah.
You know, like I just feel like.
Catch it in your mouth.
It just would be such a fun experience to learn how to do it. I don't want to like have it as a career.
No.
But I've thought this twice recently and I keep forgetting, but I'm like, I really want to know if I could like go take hibachi classes.
What if you turned the bar
into a hibachi table?
I thought that way, like there's a little grill top and then there's sides on the side that aren't grill top.
It's really far away from the sink. However, we do have like a little griddle.
But don't you have a middle? Don't you have another sink over there? Like a drink sink?
No, we should. Oh.
Well, if you're ripping the roof off,
I know.
You might as well.
We have a griddle. And I was like, that's perfect. Like,
it's too small.
I mean,
you got to get a big one.
We'll see. Okay. You know, let's see how good I am.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I should start small. And if I'm like, small, it's
probably actually more skilled because it'll be harder.
Refine my skills.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, they're having a good time. It'd be a great place to work out material. Cause like they're always like, you know, like making jokes. I'm like, this is great. Like, honestly. So I'm going to see if I can find intern. Some classes. Intern with add up a hibachi.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of like raw eggs all over the house. Like, you know, they always do like the fucking crack it on the thing.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah.
Like I want to know how to do
all of
that.
I haven't been to one of those in a long time. I want to go to Benihana's.
Yeah.
Or have you ever been to a Shogun?
No.
It's like a cheaper Benihana's. It's fucking good.
Really?
It's just the same.
Damn. Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah.
But I mean, just to be able to know how to do it.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Pull it out of my hat.
Yeah.
Put it on a resume. Like, you never know.
Tyler came up with some...
House on a hibachi.
Some hobby for you recently. I don't remember what it was.
Was it good?
I don't remember.
Was it as good as hibachi?
I don't remember if it was good or it wasn't. No, it was. I'm sure it wasn't because hibachi sounds great. I don't remember what it was, but I was like, shut up.
Yo-yo. Extreme yo-yo.
Something.
Hibachi, though. Mm.
Hibachi. I like that idea a lot.
I wonder if it's expensive to find these classes.
Nah.
I wonder if they have it.
And you know that they have classes because they need to train the people.
That's what I'm saying.
But I wonder if you have to go through a restaurant. Like, I bet you don't.
Yeah, there's no way.
But I heard that the big issue with having a hibachi grill in your own house, because I was watching.
Have you heard this?
Yes, I have. Is that the venting situation needs to be way more intense. And it has to be like built into the house for it to work.
No, 100%. Because the vents there are like, that's.
Yeah.
But that's like, they're making full meals for like 12 people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
That's true. The show I was watching was for a full hibachi in like a mansion.
I'm not doing that.
And they
that.
Were like, we can't do that.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to make like. A meal for two. Hibachi for two.
Yeah.
Or
a small group of people.
Yeah. I wonder if I could pitch this as a show where like, here's my pitch. I'm going to pitch this to my manager and see if he can get me a show. I learn how to do really obscure hobbies to see if like general people can do it.
And then they
pay for
it's
me
like
to
dirty
do
jobs,
it.
But different.
Yeah.
But dirty hobbies.
Strange hobbies.
Strange
bizarre
hobbies.
Bizarre hobbies.
I like that.
I want to know what
bizarre
you're
hobbies is. Bizarre is the best word.
Bizarre hobbies.
Did you talk about the Frogger thing?
No, I don't think so.
You guys got to watch this Frogger show.
I might have, but
so
vaguely.
Good.
Yeah.
Nikki talked to me about it.
I
it
did.
Was awesome.
I can't remember if I told you or the show, but yeah, well, there's a show about people that live in people's houses and they don't know about it.
Speaking of whatever.
Bizarre hobbies.
Bizarre hobbies. Yeah.
That I guess that is a hobby if you're like literally just, that's a full-time job.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah. Like living in someone's house while they're not
living in it
there or like, just evading people in their own house.
That's a lot of work.
That is so much work.
Yeah.
But
now I think I have a Frogger in my house sometimes. It's a mouse. We have a mouse.
You have a
but I, every once in a while, I'm like, check it. Go look up there. Look in the attic.
Yeah. It's fucking scary.
I made him look under the porch.
Under the floorboards. Yeah. Look under the floorboards. Well, you guys had a fucking incident with your security.
Yeah, we did.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, we had some security issues.
Security breach.
Real dickish.
You don't want that.
I have some weird facts.
I'm here for them.
I was on this boat that you take. It's like this ferry that takes you from each island in Greece. And it's basically like a Titanic.
Oh.
It's actually a sick Titanic vibe. And we were on there, and we have to sit with different people every time. And we sat with these two couples, or this one couple, and they were telling us that they went on a tour, and they told them a bunch of information about Greece. And apparently, they're like, by law, supposed to paint their houses at least once a year white.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I buy
that. And I was like, I get that. And then during the like busy season, they have to paint, you know, like on the floors, they paint in the grout white, like around each little cobblestone every month.
What?
And then there, but then I started asking people, I started like asking any person that we walked, ran into the Greek. And I was like, do you have to fucking paint your houses? Like, what is that? And they're like, first of all, none of us live here. I was like, oh, okay.
Perfect.
And they were like, yeah, but by law, like we got to paint it like a lot, you know, so the tourists think it's really white. And then when we went to Santorini, everything's so fucking white. It was like burning our retinas.
Yeah.
That was a lot. And then I found out that they told us that some places have like a, what's one of those houses that they put all their dead in? Like a
tomb?
A tomb. So they have family tombs. And what they do is they soak the bodies in wine. And then they take the bones out and they put the bones into the family tomb.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, that's a lot.
Whose job is that?
I don't know. And then he weirdly enough showed me a video of his cat like massaging his dick. And I was like,
okay.
Okay, sir. And then called out his wife for her daughter dying. And I was like, this went really weird.
This is an insane interaction.
Like, they were a nice couple, but it got real weird real quick. That's, and I was
very
just like,
bizarre.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
This has been neat.
Oh, what? Oh, I got in a fight. Same ferry. Another couple came, gay couple came and sat down, and I was bullshitting with them, just being like, I was drunk by then because you can get wine on the boat.
Oh.
So we got like bottles of wine.
Right, of course, as you do.
And I was done having the conversation and I told Tyler like, okay, we're going to get off.
Yeah.
And he was like, no. And he didn't move. And I was like, get the fuck up.
Oh my
when
God.
When I say that we're done, you know, when you're like, we need to be done with this conversation.
Right.
I already finished it and I said, I'm going to leave.
Why
you
are
have
we gone?
To leave.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to leave. You have to let that other person in the group be like, you said we are leaving. Yeah. So now, even if it's uncomfortable and we have to go stand somewhere,
you
have to leave.
We're going.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. If anybody in your party says, and we're out.
And we're leaving now.
You leave.
Yeah. No, I don't. I feel like you gotta, if you come, especially like a significant other.
Yeah.
Like you.
You got to pony up with them.
We're together right now. You're in a fucking, no.
Solidarity.
Solidarity. Solidarity.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was something.
Oh, my God. No, I fucking, these landscapers really like to come in the middle of the day and just like shit on everybody.
Usually they're not middle of the day people.
They come at like the worst time on like a Monday at like 1:00. And I'm like, why?
I guess. They're like their last call down here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, come like. It's Friday or something.
My landscapers come at 7:00 in the morning.
Really?
And they knock on my door and they say, what do you want to do today? And I'm like,
boss
well,
lady,
sir.
I'm going to show you all these plants.
Yeah.
And you're going to fucking figure it out.
Yeah. I had my some of my fire sticks ripped out. And so these fire stick plants, they will blind you.
Yeah. You told me this. They're toxic.
And the guy, I was like, I'm not touching that plant. You take it out. And I was like, you know about it, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I do. It almost burnt a hole through one of my ears. I accidentally got some of the sap on my ear and it started to burn through my earlobe. And I was like, oh, my God. He's like, yeah. So, like, we know how to do it now.
Whoa.
I was like, Jesus. And my dad touched his eyes after 3 hours of having it on his hands. Almost went blind, this man.
Yeah. And he's a resilient
He's doing the boat parade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, he's very excited. We took the main boat out for the first time. It was
quite the experience.
The little loop-de-loo that we did, and it works and everything's good.
Fuck yeah.
And he took it out again this weekend. So now I think we're ready.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you going to decorate?
Yeah, he's decorating.
Oh fuck.
We're not going to be in the boat parade, but we're going to like pull, we're going to decorate.
Right.
And then we're going to pull the boat out and like sit and
be
watch
there.
It at a good spot.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's hella sick.
I bet he is. Yeah. That's like dad dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Boat parade. Holy shit.
Oh my God. He also, apparently my mom was having all these like trick-or-treaters come in her office, and he knew about it. And so he ended up buying 700 pieces of individual trick-or-treat toys and then bought her an outfit for her to wear. And she was like, don't fucking buy me. I'm not wearing an outfit. And then he bought her decorations for her office. And it was this whole thing. And then she had to sit and like take videos of it happening.
Oh my God.
And then she like, she shows it to him. And he's like, so how were the teachers? Like, did you give the gifts, the teachers that I gave you?
Oh my God.
And blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, you know, I didn't. I was, you know,
busy.
And he was like, watch the videos back. And he's like, these three kids stole some. Like, they took more than they were supposed to. And he's like, did you like show them each toy and how it works and stuff? God. He's so cute. But like so anal about it.
Yeah.
Afterwards. I was like, you were too cute. I told him, I was like, why don't you just fucking go next time?
Seriously.
You go and do it bored. For mom. Yeah.
Seems a little bored. My mom was like, ugh, they're still coming. Like literally my mom is the only person on Halloween where she's like, oh my God, make them stop.
But doesn't she just darken her house and then they don't show up?
No, she does it. She does the opposite and then wonders why they keep showing up. She's like, I'm exhausted. I'm like, what? You don't have to do anything. Like, you're asking for this to happen.
Yeah.
And she's like, ugh, I gotta go. They're still here. I like, it was the funniest shit. I was on the phone. She's like, they just left. Thank God. Oh my God, they're still coming. I was like, Mom, I don't know.
Well, like, and they stop at like, what, 8?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was like, it's Halloween, Mom. I don't know what to tell you. Again.
Don't decorate.
Again, like, how did you have children?
I thought she like, created specialty gifts.
She does do that. Yeah. It's, she, like, wants it, but then doesn't. It's, like, bizarre. Yeah. I don't know.
Very cat vibes.
Yeah, she's so strange. Anyway, but she'll be here. I'm sure she'll be on at some point. Maybe she'll sub in for you. I feel like you're going to be real holiday crazed coming up.
You think?
I don't know. I mean, you got two Christmases.
I do have two
and
Christmases.
And Thanksgiving.
I know. Well, we're supposed to have Thanksgiving at our house, but like I said, our septic's all fucked. So it might smell like shit at my house. So we might have to have it at my mom and dad's, which is, it's fine.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I'm actually fine with it. It's less work for me to do. Yeah. I have so much shit going on. So I'm really not upset about it. But
I hope this.
But I did get a lot of like serving platters that I did want to use.
Ooh, awkward.
Awkward about the serving platters I just purchased before I knew my whole bills were so expensive.
Oh, fucking A.
Well, yep.
There's always next year.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? There might be new serving platters by then. We'll see. I think our food's probably here.
I believe it is as well.
Okay. How do we feel? Feel good?
We're good. Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. All right, guys. Well, fuck it. We love you. And we'll see you next motherfucking week.
Bye.